at that start with only 3 beds in the hospital, and gradually increased the number of beds as more patients came in. And then after the first year, why we didn't have the boarding students there anymore, but only patients, he was able to build up to 16 beds in that part. And in 1935, when we came home on our furlough, through the mission board, he was able to contact Mrs. Henry Pfeiffer of New York City, who gave us $25,000 for a new building, $5,000 for equipment, so that when we went back again, when we went with the plans that we were going to start a new hospital, we were not able to get land right next to the clinic that we were occupying then, back at the American Institute. And Mr. Wallen, who was then head of the municipality in Obrajes, said, why don't you come to Obrajes to make your hospital? That was 1,000 feet lower than the main part of the city. So we went down there and opened up the hospital as a new venture. It took us longer to build there because we were not able to use any of the buildings that we had had before, and took more money.